السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة
الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة خير الجزاء وأتم الجزاء وأوفر الجزاء أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our creator, our Lord We believe him, we trust him And peace and blessings upon the prophets and messengers of Allah. All the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh. May peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, upon his family, upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh, is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al Imran, indeed, Allah has conferred a favor on the believers as He sent among them a messenger from among them, reciting to them His revelation helping them grow in purity, instructing them in scripture and wisdom, while before that they had been in manifest error. Allah sent Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi as rahmah for the worlds, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we did not send you except the rahmah for the worlds. So he was sent as a rahmah for the whole creation, for the worlds. But especially he was sent as a favor of Allah to the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentioned, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah conferred a favor upon the believer that he sent a prophet among them. So the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that because the believers are those who take him as the messenger of Allah. They accept him, recognize him, and say, he is the messenger of Allah, we believe in that. And they try to follow him. They follow his guidance, his teachings. They try to live that way that he told them to live. And he will take them by the mercy of Allah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will lead them to Jannah. He will be their Shafi' on the day of judgment. He will make a recommendation for them. So it is a confer, it is a blessing of Allah, it is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the believers from here in this world as well as all the way to Jannah, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who is sent to recite, yatlu alayhim ayati, to recite the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yuzakkihim, and to make them grow in goodness, in purity, and teaches them the book and wisdom. So let us look at these three important points, teaching the ayat, yatlu alayhim ayat, reciting the book of Allah, and making them grow in goodness, yuzakkihim, and teaching them the book and wisdom. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not only just deliver the book, but actually he recited the book. He recited the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people and helped them recite it in the right way, in a good way, and encouraged them to do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted that his community take the Quran seriously, they read it regularly. He established a school for that purpose, where the people can learn how to recite the Quran. He helped them to read the Quran correctly, as well as memorize it as much as they can, as many as they can, to memorize the Quran. And not only that, he also made sure that the book is written. So he had writers. Whenever he used to receive the wahi, he used to ask some people to write it down. So everything was written during his lifetime. So book should be preserved in writing, in memory, in proper pronunciation, in proper recitation. All these efforts that Rasulullah made, yatlu alayhim ayati. There is no other prophet who made that many efforts to preserve the book of Allah. We don't know about any prophet who made his people to write down the message that he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lifetime. People did that afterward, but not in their lifetime. Jesus did not do that, alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam did not do that. Other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who received the book of Allah, we have no information that they made people sure that they write the book and memorize the book. That's why the tradition of memorization is only among Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserved as it was given to him, he preserved it that way. And we can have confidence, full confidence, that what the Quran that we have in our hand, it is the same as was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel alayhi salam. So this is great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great ni'mah, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have the book of Allah in your hand as it was given, without any change, without any alteration, without any tahrif. And the second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, which Allah has counted as a favor for the believers, yuzakkihim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make them grow in goodness. So he emphasized very much that his followers should renounce sins, corruption, bad habits, bad customs, leave all of those things. And he told them how to do that. Because tazkiyah has two meanings. One is purification from sins and from wrong. The other is growth in goodness and purity. So zakat is cleansing, tathir, and zakat is numuv, growth. Wa yuzakkihim, so he cleanses them, he helps them to be cleansed from sin, from corruption, from wrongdoings, as well as he helps them to become better people, good people. And those who came, those who were with the Prophet ﷺ, the community of the Sahaba, they were the best people. Before Islam, they were in Jahiliyyah. But Islam made them honest people, good people, trustworthy people, decent people, caring people. They were good to their families, they're good to their neighbors. They were good to the society. They established the best culture, the best society, best group. And so, before Islam, nobody knew them. They were not counted among the civilized people of the world. But after the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became the best people, best generation of people. And the message is still there. And it can still make people the same way, can make them good, can make them better if they follow it. So the message is there, the Quran and Sunnah is there, and is capable to reform and correct and improve any society, whether it is the society of the 7th century Arabia or the society in the 21st century here or any other time afterward. So yuzakkihim, tazkiyah is very part of the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mission of Islam. And wherever Muslims live, they have to make sure that they individually, they grow, become better and better. Their lives improve. We improve ourselves spiritually, morally. Spiritually, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's tazkiyah. But tazkiyah is all the personality. The whole personality have to become a good personality, good, better personality in akhlaq, in manners, in ethics, in our relations with each other, our relations with our family, our relations with our neighbors, our relations with co-workers, our relations with believers and non-believers, anyone. So the people of tazkiyah are the good people. They are out of evils, sins, corruption, and at the same time they have good qualities, good behavior. So Rasulullah sallam paved the way for that, showed the way, guided the people towards that. Wa yuzakkihim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only to deliver the book or to recite the book. The Prophet ﷺ wanted that people should read the book and understand the book. Not just repeat it, not just recite it and memorize it, but also to understand the book. يُعَلِّمُهُمْ تَعْلِيمُ الْكِتَابِ تَدْرِيسُ الْكِتَابِ تَفْهِيمُ الْكِتَابِ. Understanding the book, reading the book, studying the book. So Rasulullah ﷺ used to emphasize that. The believer should read the book carefully and try to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah ﷺ khutbas were all for what? Explanation of the Quran. His talks, explanation of the Quran. And what do we call it? Hadith is what? Hadith is the explanation of the Quran. لِتُبَيَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So that you explain to the people what is revealed for them. So Rasulullah ﷺ, what is Sunnah? Sunnah is the key for the understanding of the Quran. Sunnah is the companion of the Quran. Without Sunnah, you cannot understand the Quran. You cannot implement the Quran. You cannot follow the Quran. So Sunnah is essential. Sunnah is very important. So Rasulullah ﷺ explained the Quran through his words as well as through his deeds. That's what we call Sunnah. Sunnah means whatever the Prophet ﷺ said and did and approved. So every day he was telling the people what the Quran wants them. So Quranic community, Quranic ummah, he established. He himself was walking Quran. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ Quran. The Prophet's behavior was Quran. And this is what he wanted. That every member of the community, every Muslim should be a Quran. Quran in practice. Quran in life. He should be that way. So يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. So it's not just a book to deliver, that you have a book in your home, you have a book on your top shelf, and you read the book sometime and memorize the book, understand the book. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those we have given the book, they read it as it should be read, and they believe in it. وَيُعَلِّمْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Our scholars say hikmah is sunnah. Some of them, hikmah is sunnah. Because sunnah tells you how to understand the Quran and how to practice the Quran. And some say, no, hikmah is the wisdom. Wisdom in the common sense of the word. Have you understand? That means you understand the Quran in a wise way. And practice Islam in a wise way. Understand the objectives, the purpose, maqasid. What are the maqasid that Islam wants to establish? So it's not just literal interpretation. It is not just saying that this is it and we follow, but understand the situation. In every situation, you have to understand that. And this is hikmah. Hikmah requires understanding the objectives. What Islam wants? Islam wants to establish adil, justice. Islam wants to have maslaha of the people. What are the benefits of the people? What are the interests of the people? Islam is rahmah. Islam is hikmah. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that الشريعة رحمة كلها عدل كلها حكمة كلها مصلحة كلها. Everything in the Sharia is عدل, رحمة, حكمة, مصلحة. If there is anything outside that, it's not part of Sharia. And how do you do that? You have to do that through حكمة. Understand the meaning and the purpose and the objectives of the Sharia. So Rasulullah ﷺ gave us a way of understanding the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way to interpret the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The personality of Rasulullah ﷺ was also an example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Rasulullah ﷺ was the most truthful person, صادق, الأمين, the most honest and trustworthy person. Rasulullah ﷺ was very kind, noble, generous. Rasulullah ﷺ was rahmah to his people and rahmah to everyone. He was the kindest person, most loving husband, most loving father, most loving grandfather, most caring neighbor, even to those neighbors who were bad to him, who wanted to mistreat him, he was good to them. And he was the most caring teacher. And he was the judge. And he was the commander of the armies. He was the head of state. And he practiced justice in every situation. Most just, most kind. Rasulullah ﷺ was willing to negotiate and discuss and make agreements with the enemies. You know the famous Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, where the Prophet ﷺ sat with the Quraysh, who were his enemies, who wanted to fight him. And Rasulullah ﷺ sat down with their leaders and made an agreement. And in this agreement, Rasulullah ﷺ accepted certain things that were difficult to accept. Sahaba found it very difficult to accept, but Rasulullah ﷺ accepted it for the sake of peace, for the sake of living together and helping the community to become a better community. And Rasulullah ﷺ was most forgiving to his enemies. The famous story that is mentioned by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim is the story of Sumama ibn Usal. Sumama ibn Usal was the ruler of Yamama. Yamama is the area in Najd. And this area was known as a rich area. And Sumama was the head. He was from the tribe of Banu Hanifa. Today's Saudi rulers, they claim that they are from the family of Banu Hanifa. And they have their palace in Riyadh called Qasrul Yamama. So this was Sumama ibn Usal was from Yamama. And Rasulullah ﷺ, after Hudaybiyah, he sent letters to different rulers, heads of states and chiefs of tribes. He sent them letters inviting them to Islam. So Rasulullah ﷺ sent a letter to Sumama as well. Sumama, when he received the letter of Rasulullah ﷺ, became very angry. He was enraged. He said, I'm going to kill this man. So he wanted to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he did kill some Muslims. When the Prophet sallallahu heard about that, Rasulullah sallallahu was very concerned, very sad. And so Rasulullah sallallahu said to the Sahaba, keep an eye on him, on this person. Look for this person. So some Sahaba, they went, they great horse riders, they went and they found him that he was traveling and they arrested him and some of his people. They arrested him and brought him to Medina. He came to Medina and they brought him to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ and tied him with a rope to one of the columns of the masjid. There is nothing wrong to bring a person inside the masjid, even if he is a non-Muslim. So he was brought to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ and tied to the pillar, tied to one of the columns. And then they informed Rasulullah ﷺ about that. And the Prophet ﷺ came and saw Sumama. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Ma indaka ya Sumama. What is in your mind, Sumama? Now Sumama is tied to the pillar. And Rasulullah said, Ma'indak ya Sumama. And Sumama said, Ma'indi illa khair. He said, Ya Muhammad, Ma'indi illa khair. I have nothing except good. And then he said, In taqtul taqtul zadam. If you kill me, I am guilty. I have blood on my hand. Taqtul zadam. And if you are gracious and kind, I will be very grateful to you. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ الْمَالِ فَسَلْ تُعْتَ. If you want money for ransom, ask whatever you want and you will be given. And the Prophet ﷺ left, did not answer him. Next day he came and he asked him the same thing. مَا عِنْدَكَ يَا سُمَامَ. What do you say, O Sumama? And Sumama repeated the same words. إِن تَقْتُلْ تَقْتُلْ ذَادَمْ مَإِن تُنْعِمْ تُنْعُمْ عَلَى شَاكِرْ وَإِن كِنْتَ تُرِيدُ الْمَالِ فَسَلْ تُعْتَى. If you kill me, you kill. You have a right to kill. But if you forgive, I'll be very grateful. But if you want some money, ask whatever money you want. I'll give you. And Rasulullah ﷺ left. And third day Rasulullah ﷺ came and asked him the same question. مَا عِنْدَكَ يَا سُمَامَ. What do you want to say, Sumama? And Sumama repeated the same. So the Prophet ﷺ said to the Sahaba, open the rope, let him go. أَطْلِقُ السَّرَاحَ. Untie the rope, let him go. He went to, his horse was outside, so he took his horse and went away. But he went to some place, a palm grove, and there he washed himself, cleaned himself. And then he came back to the masjid. And he said to the Prophet ﷺ, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. I believe that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Now he was treated well and he was given good food during these 3 days, and he saw the community of Sahaba praying 5 times a day, and he must have seen Muslims coming and Rasulullah teaching. So Rasulullah wanted him to have to see that. And this changed him. And so he went. When he was a free person, he came as a free person to say, I believe that there is no God except Allah. Not as a prisoner, not a person on the rope, but as a free person. So by his own freedom he came and he said, yes, I declare that there is no God except Allah. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And then he said, Wallahi, by God, there was no face on this earth most hateful to me than your face. Said to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was no face on the face of this earth that I hated more than your face. And there was no religion that I hated as much as I hated Islam. And there is no city I hated as much as I hated Medina. But today, your face is the most beloved face to me. Your religion is the most beloved religion to me. And your city is the most beloved city to me. That's the reform of a person, change of a person, because of behavior of the people, because of the way Rasulullah ﷺ treated the people. And this is the way of Rasulullah ﷺ always. In his victories, he was gracious and kind. When he came to Mecca, after the victory of Mecca, the enemies were brought before him. And he asked them, what do you think I'm going to do to you? And here, these are all the people for the last 23 years or 20 years. They were fighting Rasulullah ﷺ, and they killed many people, killed many Sahaba. They killed his uncle, Hamza. They killed a number of people. And they were all there in front of him. And he had 10,000 Sahaba standing. And if he would have commanded them and told them, they would have finished them completely. But the Prophet said to them, اذهبوا فانتم الطلقاء لا تسري عليكم اليوم. No blame on you today. Go, you are free. Don't do any mischief. And many of them went, but they came and they repented and made tawbah and became believers. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us that we follow the way of Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. We love him, but we love him also that we follow him. We take his example seriously so that we live in this world happily, success, and inshallah in the akhirah. In success. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. There are a number of people who have requested dua for their health or the health of their relatives. Please remember them in your dua. May Allah give them shifa. Our dear brother Amir Deen, who was a member of the community for many years, now he lives in Indiana. He is in the hospital. Please make dua for his health. Brother Lahwari Siba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, served the community for many years. He is not well. Brother Muhammad Abdul Razzaq, Brother Hassan Bandukchi, member of our community, if he's not well. Brother Sajid Subhani, Brother Tawfiq Hussain, Brother Muhammad Ali, he had surgery, he's alhamdulillah recovering and very thankful to the community for the dua. Alhamdulillah, he's home. Sister Aisha Abbasi, Sister Veronica Ansari, Sister Razia Dada, Sister Uzma Khalid, and Sumbula Siddiqui. Please pray for all of them. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfi anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa an la yuqadiru suqma. Allahumma shfi mardana ya Allah. Allahumma shfi mardana ya arhamar rahimin. Also make dua maqfira for several people who passed away. Some of them were here. We had Salatul Janada for them during the week. Dr. Muhammad Talukdar, Brother Ghulam Anwar, Brother Murad Pirli, Brother Yusuf Ahmed Tar, Sister Sikandar Amin, Sister Najah Saj, Brother Muhammad Farooq, cousin of our brother Manzoor Kausar, and Sister Rawan Salama, and Brother Abdurrahman Habib. Allahumma ighfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahmhum. Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahmhum. Inshallah, we'll be praying Salatul Janaza for Sister Rawan Salama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her. And our condolences to her family members, Yusuf, Nariman, Diala, Jumana, and Hiba Salama, and all other relatives and friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of them. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'ah, Abi Bakrin wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ala sayyidain al-shahidain, Abi Muhammadin al-Hasan wa Abi Abdillahi al-Husayn. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا. اللهم إنا نسألك التوبة قبل الموت والراحة عند الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو واستقيموا. Please make straight lines, be close to each other. Please have your heels on the red line. I know some of you have sijadas, but still you have to be close to each other. It's important to be close to each other. Do not leave any gap. Barakallahu feekum. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فصوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. صلاة الجنازة إن شاء الله. Yeah. Okay, we have some announcements, so we'll do that. Salatul Janaza is for Sister Rawan Salama. Some members of the family, if they want to be in the front area, please come.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a few quick announcements. Our online class continues on Sunday with Sheikh Shahid's class at 10:45 a.m., followed by Dr. Siddiqui's tafsir class at 12 noon. Both classes are in person in the conference hall and also online. The seniors are holding weekly activities on Sunday mornings and exercise classes every Thursday morning. This evening, MYG continues its Friday night live talks. Tonight's topic will discuss the various holidays. The talk will take place in the upstairs main hall. Dinner will be served. We encourage you to attend and learn accurate Islamic principles through open discussions. This talk starts at 6:30 p.m. after Salat al-Maghrib. This Sunday, OCS and ISOC invites families to a movie night on the lawn. Enjoy a family movie. Dinner will be provided and available for purchase, and Bloom Espresso will be on site serving hot drinks. The evenings can get a little chilly, so do bring warm jackets. Plan to be here by 6 p.m. And a final call from Dar es Salaam to register for Umrah with ISOC, accompanied by Dr. Siddiqui. We've all been anxiously waiting throughout the COVID lockdown, and now there is an opportunity to do Umrah alongside our ISOC friends under the leadership and guidance of Dr. Siddiqui. For complete details on how to register and details on all our programs and classes, please check the newsletter and follow ISOC on all social media platforms. ISOC is pleased to welcome Crown Kulfi. They will be offering delicious kulfi to all masjid attendees. Stop by the front parking lot and enjoy kulfi on this warm afternoon with the compliments of Crown Kulfi. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Barakallahu. Salatul Janaza has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hands and hold them as you do in your salat. Recite Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa jalla sanauk wa la ilaha ghayruk. If you want to add Surah Al-Fatiha, you can do that. And then second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And third takbir, after that special dua, asking Allah's blessings and forgiveness for the person who passed away and for all of us. Allahumma qfil li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina ila akhir dua. Or simply say Allahumma qfil laha wa rahmaha wa afiha wa afu anha. And then fourth takbir, and then salam on both sides. So please turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a straight line. Come. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر صل على محمد كما صليت على محمد الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافها واعف عنها اللهم أكرم نزلها ووسع مدخلها اللهم اغسل خطاياها بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى ثوب الأبيض من الجنس اللهم بارك لها فيها اللهم جازها بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم أجزل ثوابها اللهم يسر حسابها اللهم صبر أهلها رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه وأتباعه أجمعين بارك الله فيكم وعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزائكم may Allah bless you inshallah give us a few minutes so the people can pray sunnah and then after that you can take the body inshallah so just a few minutes inshallah بارك الله فيكم